Lesson 48. More about the dog. The different kinds of dogs are so unlike each other that it's hard to believe that they all come from the same family. What a difference there is in their coats. Dogs like the greyhound, which have been brought to Britain from warm countries, have thin skins covered with short, fine hair. In winter, the masters of these dogs often make a kind of greatcoat of cloth for them to wear, to protect them from the cold. Most dogs, however, have a thick enough coat of hair to keep them quite warm. Some of these long-haired dogs, like the Newfoundland, have rough, shaggy coats. Others have hair almost as fine as silk. How many different kinds or breeds of dogs have you seen? Do you know the dogs which are called hounds? They can run very fast. Perhaps you've seen the greyhound, which runs so fast that it can easily catch hares and rabbits. The foxhound, which is used to chase foxes, is a smaller dog with a smooth coat. The deerhound is a very big dog with shaggy hair. Big dogs called bloodhounds are sometimes used to track robbers. Many dogs can follow people by scent, but the scent of the bloodhound is especially keen. The biggest of all our dogs is the St. Bernard. It has a curly coat of a yellow and white color. Among the high mountains called the Alps, St. Bernard dogs are kept to find people who have been lost in the snow. The Newfoundland dog is a big dog, generally black and white in color, with a curly coat. These dogs can swim very well and have often saved the lives of children who've fallen into the water.